Do your boys know how much of a badass you are and appreciate that?
Yeah, they're actually, because they're into podcasts and all the social media and everything, they think it's really pretty cool, and their friends think it's really cool that I've been doing podcast interviews and that my story's being told. And it's been in a couple of local publications here in Oklahoma and will soon be released at Sooner Magazine, which is the alumni magazine for OU.
All right.
University of Oklahoma.
So you're cheating on us is what you're saying. You're actually doing more podcasts.
Well, I've done a few, only a couple have actually been released, but my story's kind of starting to take on a life of its own. And
good. You take advantage because your story is something that, you know, you play the humble, modest part here, and that's fine. But I mean, come on, these are the stories that need to be heard, and there needs to be more of them. And by more of them, I mean people who have these stories need to share them, because I am sick of hearing about what Kim Kardashian had for dinner. Like, you know, there's this crap that no one gives a flying shit about. Pardon my French.
The Kardashians. I posted something on my Facebook yesterday about how Kourtney Kardashian had to stop IVF.
Because it was too much. Like, you know what? I read that article, Nick, because I'm like, you know what? I'm like, ooh. Nick, you fired up Nick. I got to see this. And then I read it and I went, you know what, Nick, you maybe should have pumped your brakes a little bit there on that one, because it didn't seem, I didn't hear any spoiled brat or anything in reading that article. So I knew you went,
chef.
Yeah, I know, but you know, everyone's story is different. We'll just leave it that she's a wuss. She's not a badass like Danielle is and you are, and leave it at that.
I lost a little bit of respect for Travis Barker. That's all.
That dude's tough with all the tattoos he had. I mean, tattoos aren't easy, and I've got one that is slowly fading.
He survived a plane crash too. And he's doing all this, and you're marrying a Kardashian. Oh,
I know.
Well, that's a punishment in and of itself.
And to any Kardashian that may end up seeing this podcast, I'm just playing, man. We'd love to have you on.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
Well, she's the best of all of them, in my opinion. But
Yeah. Well, you know, Kylie is the Jenner, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely the richest.
Billionaire or something, my gosh. But so did you happen to check out one of our recent episodes? It was a few weeks ago, The Bronx Wanderers. It's a Vinny and Vin. It's a father-son duo that have one of the most successful and longest running residency shows in Las Vegas. Anyway, what happened on that show is we were expecting one of the Vins, the son, and his father ended up coming on. Nick didn't notify me of this, so all of a sudden I have two guests that I didn't prepare for, and that's fine. You know what? I've worked in radio. I do this. You really can't surprise or shock me, and I'll get through pretty much anything, no problem, but I do like to be a little bit prepared. But it turned out to be one of my favorite episodes we've ever done, and because of the father-son dynamic. Now, you just previously mentioned that your boys are super into podcasts and the technology now. So I am formally inviting you and your sons, if they're into it, to do another episode of Dadcast in the very near future, because I would love to hear that dynamic. I'd love to talk to them and have them gush about dad, if that's okay. And you're, you know, with the humbleness of it. I know they're underage and whatnot. Maybe just the older one. I don't know. I'm talking too much. I'm getting excited. You get what I'm throwing down here, Steve.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, my youngest would probably be the guy that would show up. And in fact, he wanted to be here to say hello. But we've got the flu going through the house my oldest would come in and you would hear, I don't know.
Oh, he's an I don't know guy.
Yeah. But you know what? He's the quiet intellectual introvert. And
right.
We don't expect anything more of him.
Oh, yeah, of course. But that's something that, you know, it's a series that Nick and I, after that episode aired, that we thought, wow, that was just so good. And so I want to start basically a new list, a new series of Dadcasts, you know, branching it off, and, you know, where it's just father and son, or even daughter, you know, it's, you know, whatever. And, you know, hearing you talk about it in your story, you're a great candidate and we'd love to do it. So that's just me throwing that out there if you're interested.
Yeah, I would welcome the opportunity. And, you know, I honestly didn't share my story with them. They knew bits and pieces of it.
right?
Until recently, and when it, you know, all kind of came around to a full circle with, you know, the history.
Is it, difficult for you to talk about the accident?
You know, it's never been difficult for me to talk about it because I never let it define me. I just let it motivate me and use it as something, not as a crutch, which a lot of people can. Oh, you know, this or that. I've never really, I suffered through my pain silently as much as I can, but
right.
You know, my story is definitely, people are inspired by it. And, you know, as you said, it's as difficult as it is for me to come out and tell it, because I, again, I'm not trying to push myself for recognition as much as I'm trying to inspire others. It deserves to be told. And especially after all these years, it still has a lot of bookshelf life. So.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And it's okay. You know, if, you know, recognition comes along with inspiration, so be it. You know, that's just, it's kind of what happened with this podcast. We did not start this to become rich or be famous or anything along those lines. I already took care of that. I work in radio in Medford, you know, I'm just playing, but you know, that was not the intention. The intention was to spread the word of the importance of the role of dad, and put in spotlight and emphasis on that. And hopefully, you know, spread some kindness and some love and show how cool dads and being a dad is. But that's okay. I want to back it up. The reason I asked you that question bothers you is because I literally have a direct question about it. You mentioned the accident and how the barber chair, whatever. I still don't grasp that. Was the tree still standing and you were stuck upright in it? Did it fall on you and were you lying down? Details.
Yeah, it basically shot out at me and
okay.
pinned me to the ground. So it was all horizontal and I was laying on the ground. But the one of the miracles of this is that, you know, the way this thing hit me, I should have been paralyzed completely, or I should right. have been dead. And I should not have survived this by all accounts, especially when I was pinned in the tree for 2 hours before they were able to cut me out. But I had these old hiking boots, you know, the old lug-soled hiking boots.
Uh-huh.
I had those on that day, and they bore the weight of the tree that prevented my legs and my feet from being crushed because it laid straight across my feet. There was a clear indentation in the shoes when they took them off. And, you know, the funny thing was when I was in the ER, the first ER that I had to go to before they shipped me out back over to Tulsa, they tried to cut these hiking boots off. This is some pretty thick leather. And I'm mm-hmm. like, there's no way you're cutting this stuff off. And they eventually tried cutting my jeans off. And I was like, hey, this is a $20 pair of jeans. And they're like, please, you got bigger issues to worry about.
Yeah, so right.
Yeah.
What kind of tree was it? How big was this tree?
It was anywhere between, by my recollection, 30 to about 36 inches across. It was a massive hackberry tree, very tall. And, you know, in the middle of a wheat field in the middle of Wagner County, just,
yeah.
you know, by all accounts, there should have been a helicopter to come and pick me up. This was pre-helicopter. There were no cell phones or GPS to help the ambulance right. get there. It was all kind of like, you know, trying to find a needle in a haystack, basically.
All right. Shifting gears. Is Steve Loveless a football fan? College.
Absolutely.
So Oklahoma's your team, I'm guessing?
Yeah, that's my alma mater, so I got to go.
All right. Well,
my neighbor is an OSU alumni, and we go back and forth. It's a nice, friendly rivalry, you know, in our neighborhood.
I'm a USC fan, so I've got vested interest now. Yeah, no, does that hurt? Was that sad when Lincoln Riley left? Was that difficult for Oklahoma fans?
You know, it was almost like a betrayal when Lincoln
really. Left.
Yeah, because he just received a huge, massive raise. I mean, these guys are way overpaid.
You know, yeah.
That money could be going to – I'm out here seeking donations. Nick needs donations. And, you know, these guys are getting multi-millions of dollars to coach football.
Yeah.
You know, equity.
How I've said it, there's something wrong with society when and there's got to be a way to fix it. But when, you know, our teacher who – is watching our children in fourth grade all day, every day, teaching blood, sweat, tears, using their own money for supplies and making 40 grand a year, 40 grand a year to, you know, and that's just my kid. There's like 34 or more of them hanging out as well in the same class. And, you know, Lincoln Riley, again, not your fault. I get it. If you ever see this podcast, right. We'd love to have you on, is, you know, you're making 35 million. How about You know, I mean, let's just throw, take 5 million of that and throw it and divvy it up in to four different counties in, you know, the state that you choose. Imagine the amount of difference that could make one person. And, you know, and that's a fundamental problem. But how do we fix it? We don't, because people do not turn on the TV on Saturday and Sunday to watch teachers teach.
No. And my wife's a teacher. So, you know, you hit a definite raw nerve with that one. And rightly so, because she's, sorry.
That's a good boy.
My golden doodle and my Australian shepherd. I do apologize.
That's okay. You have a golden doodle. Oh, that is amazing. My lady would be absolutely love to meet your golden doodle.
She's awesome. She's loud, but she's awesome.
Wow. So, man, geez, we are just flying through. See, you know, it's a good guess when I look up at the clock and go, oh my gosh, don't worry. We're not out of time yet. We're getting there though. I am going to do something that I do not do too terribly often. I hope it doesn't put you on the spot, but I'm going to do it anyway, because if you watch the show, you know me and whatever. I'm going to flip the script. And Steve Lovelace, do you have any questions for Nick or myself?
Yeah. When are you guys going to start training for a triathlon?
Well, okay. I can't answer for Nick. I think it's going to be a while before Nick does.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit.
When you're ready, I'm your coach.
I have no excuse. I have no excuse other than I have a few bad habits. This being one of them, and that is a big bad thing to, you know, when it comes to. But I used to be so healthy and kick ass. I mean, man, gosh, in junior high and high school, I could have. Gosh, I ran the mile the fastest. I threw the shot put the farthest. I was Mr. Jockey Athletic guy. So when, oh gosh, I'm not going to commit to anything, but I would love to start January 1st training for one.
There you go.
I mean, good kid. It's for my kids, you know, and get a little bit thinner and stronger and obviously healthier. I read an article. I saw a commercial today, and this is completely off track, but it was Ryan Reynolds and someone else. And it was a, basically a very fancy ad for the colonoscopy, right? Yep. The colonoscopy. Oh, yeah. And, colonoscopy. Yes. And I've said, oh crap, I'm going to be 48 this year. They said it at 45. I tried to get one when I was 40. They wouldn't let me yet, 'cause they're like, yeah, you're too healthy and too young, but it's that time. And I don't know what that, but it got me thinking, you know,
toughest part about that is the night before. Trust me, I've been there.
It's the cleaning out and not eating, right?
Yes, I mean you're basically segregated to the satellite office, if you will.
Right.
So yeah, but once you get that done, you go in. You know, it's all you're blacked out, and you wake up, and you're like,
yeah, wow, they knock you out for this?
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Just had one, right, Nick?
Not just a few years ago, I had one. Yeah, they knock you out, so. I was scared because my doctor's like, just roll over. I'm like, what? You're not going to knock me out?
We haven't even had a first date yet.
So. I'm like, right. I don't even know your first name. And he's like, no, I'm just kidding. Give it 15 minutes. I'll be back.
I had no idea that they put you under for this procedure.
Yeah. You don't want to be awake while they're poking around with a camera up there.
Well, I didn't know. I thought that was why everyone thought it was such a horrible thing, because you're conscious for it.
Yeah. You know, I think the biggest pain is in the pocket, though, to be honest.
Well, with America's insurance programs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a topic we don't even need to get into. Yeah. Okay. I think we had enough talk about sticking things up butts. Nick, man, did you prepare a fast five by any chance?
I did not. I've had a terrible headache all day, so I have honestly.
Okay. We all know they're the same frigging questions every single time.
I can ask the same frigging questions.
If you could have a billboard of anything, what would it be?
If I had what now?
If you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be?
Don't say I can't. Say I'll try.
Ooh, that's a good one.
But then Yoda pops up and say, there is no try, do or do not, you know.
I'm going to do a new billboard and just says, Nick and JP, we did it.
But did what?
I don't know. We're going to leave it to the imagination.
Tune in, dadcast.co, and
I'm going to have a picture of colonoscopy on the bottom.
Or we can have an upside down Nike swoosh and said, just did it or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. What right. was and or is your favorite thing to make for your boys to eat?
You know, they love sushi, and we, you know, we've done some homemade sushi before, but I think the funnest thing is homemade pizza. You know, when you make the dough, you let it rise, you roll it out, everybody gets to do their own thing. And the funny thing is they all come out looking different. I mean, you know, you got one that's got all these toppings piled 2 inches high, and then one that has barely nothing, but that's just the character of the individuals they're like, and you get to see that part of them. So I enjoy nice. That.
Okay. Hey, Nick, I've got a brand new question I'm about to debut. Steve right. is going to be the first person to ever get this question, and it's a doozy. Right. It's a doozy.
Is it?
Okay. This one, this is a doozy. You find out you have 6 hours to live. What are you going to do with that time?
I'm going to be with my family, and I'm going to go on a bike ride.
Family bike ride. Okay. Yeah. Hopefully those 6 hours do not include, like, you know, asteroids and the earth breaking apart. But yeah, okay. Get it, family. That's what's important.
I figure out how to get a hold of Jessica Alba.
Will Danielle allow it? Danielle, I'm sorry about your husband. I'm gonna apologize for him.
It's the migraine that is. And the fact that I just watched the Spy Kids that she was in.
So Oklahoma's your college team, Steve. Pro team football?
It's Denver, but you know, after Monday night. Yeah, I know, right? Oh, they could do so much better. Yeah. I
probably should have asked that question right off the bat, Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve, we're going to have problems.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to have problems.
Oh, no. well, I was a huge at least, mad that matters. So.
At least we're tied for last place right now.
Yeah.
Did you watch the game last night?
I watched most of it.
Okay, so... What in the hell, new coach, are you thinking? Why you got Russ? You paid an exponential amount of money to have him as your quarterback for situations exactly like last night, and you decide to kick a field goal that has only been made 2 times in 41 tries since 1970. These are facts. I listen to sports radio all day long, and it blows my mind. It's just, you know, I'm glad they did choose that as a Raider fan, mind you, but I had money on Denver. I ain't gonna lie. And I was a little upset that I mean, as a Denver fan, did that baffle you? Was that like, what's going on here? Why would you go with that?
Yeah. I mean, my reasoning for that, and not that there's any justification for it at all, is that Pete Carroll knew what was going to happen and knew how to cover. Yeah.
Fair enough. You know, but still, this is Russ. You know, it's I'd rather go with the odds of making 5 yards versus anything. Oh, gosh. Let me start it. We could talk football all gosh darn day. The most important question that we ask on Dadcast, and you have mentioned you watch the show, so you may know what's coming. If you were to impart any bit of advice to any new dad or upcoming new dad, what is that advice?
It's not advice as much as it's an acknowledgement. And this came from a very close friend of mine. He said, once you have your kids, you'll never sleep the same way for the rest of your life. Meaning you'll always worry about them when they're little, whether they're going to make it through the night. You're going to have that struggle with them. When they're able to drive, you're going to worry about them being in the car, making it home safely, and you'll never be able to sleep. That's why parents are up, you know, waiting for them to walk in. It's not that they're looking to call them out for being 5 minutes late as much as, I want to know in my heart that you're here because I love you and I can't imagine.
There you go. I love the answer to that question because it's so, it ranges so differently from guest to guest to guest, but there's no wrong answer. Right. It's really amazing. He is Steve Loveless. He has committed to coming back onto Dadcast to do a show with one, maybe two sons. Nick, I impart onto you to figure that one out. I'm sure we'll do it sometime after our 100th episode, which is coming up very soon. You, sir, are number 93, which is a special number in the life of me because that is the year I graduated high school. And a great year, also the year of my favorite Mustang, but it's neither here nor there. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day and coming on, man. We appreciate you, and I appreciate you even more because you watched the show and still decided you wanted to come on.
Hey, I appreciate it. And if I could say one last thing.
You can say as many things as you would like, good sir.
I'm an ambassador for USA Triathlon Foundation, and we're out there promoting the good benefits of triathlon. And you know, if people look to support the organization, please look me up. I'm on their website, and we are taking donations. It is tax deductible. It goes to a great cause to help kids. Kids with disabilities, kids with intellectual disabilities, and even healthy adults when we get into the sport, but financial aspect is a barrier to them. We do a lot of good things, and you know, certainly hoping that we can change lives going forward.
One more time, what is that address that they can find it on?
It's USA Triathlon Foundation.
All right, and we're going to post USA Triathlon Foundation. Is that the website?
Yes.
Okay, USA Triathlon Foundation. That is a lot of typing. That is going to be linked in the comments below. If you are listening on the audio, well, one more time, USA Triathlon Foundation. It's also hard to pronounce, Steve. thank you so much for coming on Dadcast, man. You've been amazing, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Yeah, thanks, you guys, and good luck to you. I wish you all the blessings with your help.
Thank you.
We will. He will get better. He has to. Oh, and yeah. For everybody watching worldwide and listening, we appreciate you. We love you. Thank you so much for your support. Make sure you like us up, subscribe to the channel, and we'll see you on the very next episode. Have a great rest of your day, night, evening, morning, whenever it is you're watching it. See you later.